All right, why don't we begin by just committing our time to the Lord. Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
God, we are so lucky to be worshiping you in Canada.
天父，我们很幸运在加拿大可以一起来崇拜你。
We are truly lucky to be able to worship without persecution.
我们很有福分，我们可以一起来到敬拜你而不受压迫。
Let this time be a time where we open our hearts and we seek out the word of God just to have it dwell in us.
让我们打开我们的心，让我们是寻求天父你要对我们讲的说话。
Father, if there are things that you need to speak to us today, we pray that we would listen to you.
天父，今日你有对我哋讲嘅说话，我祈求你让我哋张开我哋耳朵去聆听。
And if there is something that should not be said, Father, we pray that it would not be said.
如果有唔合意嘅说话，求你唔好俾我哋讲。
Father God, we want to come together as a church in seeking your word.
天父，我哋嚟到你教会，嚟到你面前，系寻求你嘅话语。
Give us this time, and we ask that you reveal your truth to us.
求你将你的旨意是显露给我们知道。
We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们奉主耶稣得胜的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
When I was in high school, long time ago, I had a teacher that I looked up to very much.
很久之前我读中学的时候，有位老师我是很仰慕的。
There was something about him. He was very funny. He was calm. Everyone liked him. He even allowed people to eat in his class.
这位老师呢，他很风趣，也都很平和，很冷静。个个都很喜欢他，因为可以在他班房那里吃东西。
He always had a calmness to him. He was always very laid back. He was never urgently ever going somewhere.
他呢就好斯文啊，好冷静啊，佢唔会匆匆忙忙赶来赶去嘅。
He always had things under control, and just everyone around him just really liked being in his class.
每一样嘢咧，佢都掌控得好好，个个都好中意上佢堂嘅。
One day there was a fight that broke out in the field of our high school.
有日喺学校嘅操场嗰度咧，有人打交喎。
Some kids were throwing punches and kicks. One kid could have been on top of the other one.
咁有啲同學咧就你打我，我踢你啊咁啦。
And while the other students really couldn't do anything because at that age, first of all, it was very entertaining to watch something like that. So at a young age, we would just make a circle around this fight and just sort of like maybe egg on what was going on.
咁其他學生咧，咁當時佢哋又做唔到乜嘢。不过好老实咧，咁细个嗰阵时睇到人打交咧，觉得系一种娱乐嚟嘅，咁我哋就好开心咁围住喺度睇。
And of course, looking back at it, I'm not very proud of doing that. But when you're such a young age, it was so exciting to see two people fighting.
咁当然而家睇翻转头咧，我知道咁样唔系几啱。不过咧，你细个嗰阵时候睇到人打交咧，觉得好兴奋嘅。
And then all of a sudden, that teacher that I really, really liked, he came out of nowhere.
忽然间咧，嗰个我好中意嘅老师咧，走出嚟。
But this time, the look on his face wasn't happy. He wasn't laid back. He had the face of determination and focus. And I bet he was even angry.
但系我睇到佢当时咧，就唔系平时我见到斯斯文文啊，好冷静啊佢，而系我睇到咧，佢系好愤怒啊，好紧张。
As soon as he came, all the kids.Started to make way for him.
咁佢一走出嚟咧，嗰啲细路仔就走开。
We all saw the look on his face.
咁我哋睇住发生咩事。
And the teacher came and he broke apart these two kids and he held on to one of those kids and he told the other kid to go back into the school.
咁呢位老师咧就制止咗呢场打斗，咁啊捉住其中一个，就叫另外一个咧就翻去学校入边。
As soon as that happened, all the kids ran away.
咁咧，所有嘅細路仔當時就即刻走曬。
I quickly walked away because I didn't want to give the impression to this teacher that I was endorsing it.
我亦都嗱嗱聲離開，因為我唔想俾老師覺得我係有份喺個打交入邊嘅。
But what I can never forget was the look on his face, the change of the character, where he was once a very easygoing teacher, a very likable teacher, but then all of a sudden the change of character was now seriousness, firmness, determination in his look.
但我唔會唔記得嘅咧，就喺呢個老師嘅面上，平時佢係好斯文，係好和蔼可親，但係喺嗰一下咧，佢係變到好嚴肅。
There was something really special about that teacher. I not only admired him for being relatable, easy to talk to, but I also looked up to him to how he could handle a difficult situation.
呢位老師真係好特別嘅。我仰慕佢唔單止因為佢平易近人啊，可以好容易同佢溝通啦。佢當佢處理呢啲困難嘅局面咧，佢都控制得好好。
In times that he needed to be tough, he was tough. And in times that he needed to be gentle and caring, he was that.
當佢需要好硬淨嘅時候，佢會做得好硬朗。但係當佢關懷人嘅時候，佢亦都好温柔。
As soon as I saw that look on his face, boy, I never got into any more fights after that.
當我睇到呢個老師面上嘅表情咧，我以後都唔敢同人打交。
Today's scripture passage is a very clear picture of Jesus reacting in a very emotional way to something that was worth protecting.
今日經文好清楚俾我哋睇到，耶穌當佢要捍衞一啲佢好重要嘅嘢嘅時候，佢係可以係好激氣嘅。
We'll take another look at the scripture again. I know this is our second time reading it, but boy, I would love to read scripture over and over again.
我哋再睇翻经文，我哋再一次系睇个经文讲乜嘢。
I'll read in English first, and then it'll be translated in Chinese. Verse 15 says, "And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought." In the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers? And the chief priests and the scribes heard it. And were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd were astonished at his teaching. And when evening came, they went out of the city.
在第十一节这样说，他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出殿里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从殿里经过。便教訓他們說：經常不是記著說，我的殿必稱為萬國禱告的殿嗎？你們倒使他成為賊窩了。祭司長和文士聽見這話，就想法子要除滅耶穌，卻又怕他，因為眾人都稀奇他的教訓。每天晚上，耶穌出城去。
In this passage of scripture, there's a lot of obvious things that we can take from it, but at the same time, there are some not as obvious things that we need to learn from it.
在这个经文里面有很多很明显的我们知道他讲什么但也有一些隐藏的东西我们要是从中学习的
The time and the setting of this story is very very important in understanding the actions of Jesus
要明白当时耶稣这个反应我们首先要知道当时这个故事的背景和时间
The location was in Jerusalem which is a very sacred place and it was at a temple so another very sacred placeIt was a place of worship where the Jews and the non-Jewish people could come and they would give their offering and worship God.
个地点咧就系耶路撒冷呢个圣城啦。咁讲紧系耶路撒冷入边嘅圣殿，系一个神圣嘅地方。那个圣殿咧系俾啲犹太人同埋非犹太人去敬拜神嘅。
That was the location of what was going on. I want to move on to the time. The time that was going on is it's nearing the Passover festival. The Passover festival. And how do we know that? We know that because at the beginning of this chapter, of chapter 11, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and that marked what we call Palm Sunday, 6 days before Passover.
咁头先咧讲咗地点啦，跟住我哋讲嘅就系时间，系几时咧？就係好接近逾越節嘅， 點解我哋會知道呢？因為喺十一章開頭咧就講緊耶穌係騎住只驢子進入耶路撒冷嗰日咧，就係我哋所知道嘅中之主日，亦都係逾節之前嘅六日。
So as you imagine this temple, I wasn't there 2,000 years ago, so I'm not sure exactly what it looked like, but I want you to imagine this temple in two sections.
咁2000年前我當然唔會喺嗰個殿嗰度啦，咁但我想大家去幻想一下呢個殿究竟係點樣嘅，係分為兩個部分嘅。
The first section of the temple was where the Jewish people could go and pray and give their offerings. That section was only for Jewish people.
其中一個部分呢就是只是给猶太人入去敬拜神的。
And there was this other section of the temple, and as you might have guessed, this section of the place was only available for non-Jewish people to go make their offerings and worship God.
另外一個部分呢就相信大家都想到是给一些非猶太裔的人呢去那里獻祭和敬拜。
This was so well known that a lot of scholars have called this part of the non-Jewish section that they would call this the court of the Gentiles.
那個被非猶太人去敬拜的地方呢，學者稱之為外邦人的院子。
And in the other section where only Jewish people can go to, there was a very, very inner court where only the Jewish high priest only he would be able to go in and out of.
而那個猶太人入去敬拜那個部分呢，還有一個內殿呢，是給一些猶太的大祭司入去的。
So as Jesus passes by with his disciples, and he sees what is going on, he gets emotional right away. The anger just swells up inside his body, and he starts flipping tables and trying to shut down what he was seeing.
当耶稣同佢啲门徒经过嘅时候，佢睇到殿入边所发生嘅事，佢就好嬲、好激愤，佢将嗰啲小贩嗰啲台推倒。
So instead of seeing people praying and giving their offering to God, instead Jesus sees merchants, buyers, sellers, swindlers, thieves, all of that sort.
那裡應該是人去敬拜神的地方，但是當時耶穌看到的呢，就是人的小販在那裡賣東西，或者去買東西的人，也有很多甚至是盜賊、老千的人在那裡。
And these merchants, the scripture tells us that they were selling pigeons, and we need to understand that too.
經文告訴我們，那裡有些商人在那裡販賣鴿子。
Pigeons were important because it was something that worshippersrequired to have in order to offer something as sacrifice to God. So these merchants were selling something that worshippers needed in order to worship.
那些鴿子呢，是去到那裡敬拜的人呢，是去買來，是獻祭獻給神的。那所以商人就在那裡賣鴿子。
So I suppose that the merchants thought to themselves, I'm doing actually a good service. I'm enabling people to come purchase what they need to worship and so that they can go and offer to God.
好可能那些商人当时在想，其实我是为人做些好事，我卖些鸽子给他们去献祭，我是帮着他们。
And considering the time, remember the time was nearing the time of the Passover, it was very likely that the merchants also took advantage of the timeand started to mark up the prices of these pigeons so that they could profit more.
因为当时很接近逾越节这个时候，很可能那些商人呢就乘机呢就赚钱，提高一些价钱，这样可以赚多一些钱了。
When Jesus saw this, he was very, very, very mad.
当耶稣看到这个事情，耶稣是很愤怒。
Instead of seeing a temple court,filled with all of God's people. Instead, he saw very greedy people who were taking advantage of worshipers, and they took advantage of them on the special festive of Passover.
耶稣应该看到在殿和个院里面是敬拜神的人，但是他看到那些人在那里卖东西，甚至是利用这个逾节这个节日是去赚钱。
And this is precisely why Jesus called it a den of robbers, selfish businessmen trying to profit from these worshipers from all kinds of backgrounds, from all nations.
这个正正是耶稣称他们为一个贼窝的原因，因为他们是利用敬拜的人去赚钱。
This may not be the best example of this, but imagine with me that when we have church service, that before you would enter this church, we would charge you an entry fee just so that you could worship God.
我有一个可能不是很理想的例子，但大家想象一下，回到教会崇拜，你在门口，有人向你收入场费的。
Even worse, imagine if we thought, oh, Christmas is a very popular time where people will come to church. Why don't we raise our entry fee for those seasons, for Christmas and Easter and baptism, so that we could profit from all of you people coming to church?
更加弊的就是在特别的主日，例如圣诞、复活节、受浸主日，因为这些特别的主日，我们还要收更高的费用。
Wouldn't that anger you? Wouldn't that frustrate you?
你会不会,
Wouldn't you start flipping tables as well?
你会不会很生气呢？看到这样的情况。
Jesus turns to them and he says this. He goes, is it not written that my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers?
耶稣当时对那些人说，他说，经常不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？ 你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
Now, if you were an astute Jewish scholar and if you were one of his disciples, you would know that Jesus is clearly quoting from the book of Isaiah, chapter 56.
如果你是耶稣的门徒，你会很清楚知道耶稣所指的是圣经里面，以赛亚书里面。
And as a disciple of Jesus, you would have to think about the context of what Jesus is quoting from. So if we have it, Isaiah 56, verses 6 to 7, I'll read it first in English. It says, and the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love in the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it and holds fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples.
在以赛亚书第四章这样讲，因为耶和华如此说，那些谨守
Verses 6 and 7.
Okay, 6 and 7. 还有那些与耶和华联合的外邦人，要侍奉他，要爱耶和华的名，要作他的仆人，就是凡事凡守安息日不干犯，又持守他的人。第七节，我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在我平安祭在我殿上必蒙悦立，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
Out of all the things that Jesus could have said in that very tense moment, Jesus quotes the book of Isaiah in a part that puts focus on all the people that worship God. Not just Jewish people, but all the people that worship God.
在当时耶稣这个很愤怒的情况之下，他有很多话可以讲，但是他是根据以赛亚书这个经文里面，他要讲的话是给所有的人听到，不是只是犹太人。It's
no surprise for us to know that God desires people from all nations that we would gather and that we would join a house of prayer.
当然我们知道神是很想万国的人民去到他的殿里面祷告。
I think God delights in the fact that people can come from different backgrounds and from different nations and different walks of life to come to the same place of worship and to worship Him alone.
神喜悦来自不同的背景、不同的文化的人去到他的殿那里敬拜他。
God does not play favoritism with any particular culture.
神会因为不同的文化、不同的种族而有偏爱。
It's true in history that God chose the Israelites to initiate the plan for salvation, but there is no favoritism for the Jewish people.
神是拣选以色列民呢，是去开展他这个救赎的计划，但是不代表神是偏爱犹太人。
In fact, if you look back at what has happened, many Jewish people are the ones who have ironically rejected God.
事实上，如果你睇翻历史，你会明白到好讽刺地，当时好多犹太人咧系拒绝神嘅。
It was the Jewish leaders that called for the murder and crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当时系嗰啲犹太人嘅领袖去要谋害耶稣，将耶稣钉死喺十字架上。
There is no mindset of the one special group that worships God.
冇话一个族裔先至能够去敬拜神。
The opposite is true, which is God wants to see this house of prayer to be full of all kinds of people from all places, of all languages, of all nations.
神要嘅系万国嘅民，唔同嘅种族，唔同嘅语言，唔同嘅人民嚟到佢面前敬拜佢。
And for Jesus, he wasn't always strict, but when it came to the house of prayer, in this area, he was very serious.
耶稣平时咧，佢唔系咁恶嘅，唔系咁严肃嘅，但系喺呢一件事情上，当讲到万国嘅殿，耶稣嗰个睇法咧就好唔同。
Well, then, what does this mean for us? What does this mean for us?
对我哋嚟讲系乜嘢意思咧
？First is the more obvious one.First, we have to ask ourselves, is our worship here in this church, is it a pure and genuine form of worship?
首先我们要问，我们来到这个教会敬拜，是不是纯正的，是不是真诚的呢？
Is there a selling of goods during our church service? Is there some form of profiting, of dishonest gain?For the people that come and worship God.
我哋喺呢个教会嘅崇拜系咪同做买卖有关呢？会唔会系因为咁样去搵钱呢？
When we come to this church, do we genuinely have a feeling and this privilege to come and to worship God, to give thanks and to give our offerings and to put Him first in our lives?
我哋嚟到教会系咪带住感恩嘅心，系将自己系全然献上呢
？I think this is the first and foremost obvious point that we need to take away from this scripture.
相信我哋喺经文学到呢个系第一最主要最重要嘅一个信息。
But my second question needs to have some discussion and some thought to it.
第二个问题咧，相信大家要俾啲时间思考。
My question is, as a church, are we enabling people from all nations to come here and worship God together?
我嘅问题系，作为教会，我哋有冇做到系欢迎唔同嘅人嚟到我哋教会进行敬拜
？Now it's no secret that our church is predominantly Chinese.
當然我知道我們教會主要是中國人啦。
I see a lot of Chinese faces. I see a lot of brown eyes, black hair. That's not a secret.
咁我見到全部都係中國人啦，黑眼睛，黑嘅頭髮啦。
Now don't get me wrong. I do not blame any church that start off predominantly as one culture.
唔好誤會，我唔係話要譴責任何。基于单一嘅文化而建立嘅教会
，it's just a natural human fact of life that we like to gravitate towards people that look like us, that sound like us, that eat the same foods that we do。
人嘅本性咧，我哋好自然系同声同气咧，就系会聚集埋一齐嘅。
But as we deepen in faith, as we go to Sunday school, we listen to sermons, and when we mature in our understanding of Scripture, we have to see that it's clear God's people should worship together, and nothing should stop someone from worshiping here.
但係當我哋嘅信仰一路隨住翻教會讀經查經而一路係成熟，我哋會明白經文入邊話俾我哋聽，神係要所有嘅人，唔同種族嘅人嚟到敬拜佢。
So the question, if I could reword it again, is, are we doing anything that acts as an obstacle for someone who is not Chinese to come worship with us?
跟住嘅問題咧，就係我哋要問自己，我哋會唔會做咗一啲阻礙非華裔嘅人同我哋一齊敬拜？
I'll say it one more time, just so I am clear. Are we doing anything that acts as an obstacle for anyone not Chinese to come worship with us?
我再重複講一次，我哋會唔會做咗一啲阻礙非華裔嘅人同我哋一齊敬拜
？Now, if there are obstacles, I have to ask, why do those obstacles exist?
如果有咁嘅阻礙，我要問點解呢啲阻礙係會存在？
Is it because we like how things are in this church?
係咪因為我哋唔想有任何變動咧？
Are those obstacles here because we are self-serving, that we like to keep our culture?
係咪因為我哋係好想堅守我哋嘅文化，唔想有任何改變咧？
Is it because we are unsure and we're uneducated on how to best interact with people of other cultures?
係咪我哋唔識得同我哋文化以外嘅人相處咧？
Is it because you feel that you are not equipped with the right language to go out, meet, and interact with people of different cultures?
係咪我哋覺得因為我哋唔識佢哋啲話，所以我哋就冇辦法同佢哋溝通，同佢哋係交往咧？
As a Chinese church, I think language is usually the place where it begins, as the difference and the obstacle that we need to overcome when it comes to interacting with people of all cultures.
作為中國人嘅教會，我覺得最主要嘅阻礙就係來自嗰個語言本身。
Last week, I was walking up Fraser Street to find ways to fill my stomach.
上個星期我行出去 Fraser 街，諗住揾嘢醫肚。
And a lot of these restaurants I've already tried. So that day I wanted to say to myself, I'm going to try a restaurant that I've never tried before.
因為好多餐廳我都試過啦，我就同自己講，我今次要揾一間唔同嘅試下。
So I started walking, and I was saying, oh, I've eaten there, I've eaten here, and I'm walking, and I was walking for a very long time.
我一路行咧，我一路睇啊！呢間我又食過，嗰間我又試過，咪一路係咁行。
And then I saw this restaurant.
我揾到一間餐館。
I can't even say the name of the restaurant.
我唔識得讀呢間餐館嘅名。
But then underneath the title of the restaurant, it said King of the Grill.
咁喺個名下低咧有英文寫住係 King of the Grill， 我諗係帝王燒烤咁上下啦。
So of course it was an Indian kind of restaurant, and I walked in and I looked at the menu.I ordered the food, I ate the food, and I was paying for the meal.
咁嗰間係一間印度餐館嚟嘅，咁我入去坐低叫嘢食，咁啊食完就俾錢啦。
Throughout the whole time, the server was speaking to me with perfect English.
咁啊喺整個過程之中咧，嗰度嘅侍應同我咧係用一啲好標準嘅英文同我溝通嘅。
So I thought maybe she was born here, or that she's been living here for 10 plus years.
咁我諗，佢梗係喺呢度住咗好耐，或者甚至喺度出世嘅啦。
So as I was paying for my meal, I just asked her, "Oh, how long were you born here?"
咁當我俾錢嘅時候，我就問佢：你係咪呢度出世㗎
？She said, "No, she's born in India."
佢話唔係啊，我印度出世嘅。
And I said, "Oh, wow, how long have you lived in Canada?"
咁你嚟加拿大生活咗幾耐啊？
She said, I've been living here for 3 months.
她說我在這裡三個月了。
And I was shocked.
那我覺得很意外啦。
But I shouldn't have been surprised.
但其實我不應該覺得意外的。
Because if I do my research, I found out that in India, there are over 125 million people that could speak English.
因為如果我稍微去查嘅咧，我就知道喺印度講英文嘅人咧有成超過12億人。
And in Canada, our total population is only about 35 or 37 million people.
而喺加拿大，我哋嘅人口只不過係3,700,000左右。
Now I'm not an expert in math, but that's almost 4 times the amount of people that could speak English in India than there are anyone in Canada.
咁即係話喺印度講英文嘅人咧，差唔多係加拿大人口嘅四倍。
What's my point here?
我想講嘅係乜嘢咧？
My point is that there are things that we often overlook when it comes to being able to speak to and interact with the people around us, especially in this place around the Fraser and 49th area.
我想指出嘅就係，好多時我哋忽略咗我哋周圍嘅人，我哋係可以接觸佢哋，尤其是喺我哋呢個社區喺 Fraser 街呢頭。
My point is that I think there are many things that we overlook when it comes to making an effort to try to demonstrate what this church is about for people that live around here.
好多時我哋忽略咗可以向我哋嘅鄰舍，我哋呢附近嘅社區嘅人。去俾人知道我哋個教會係點樣嘅，我哋冇做到。
But before we can do that, I know there are obstacles.
但係喺進行呢啲事之前，我知道我哋係會有阻礙。
And all I'm trying to say is that if this is true of what Scripture says, we need to have a discussion, a real dialogue about what it means for us.To have a multicultural church here.
根據我哋喺個經文嗰度睇到，我哋係需要坐低好好地、好嚴肅咁樣去商討，我哋點樣可以成為一個多元文化教會。
If we are a Chinese church, why?
如果我哋只係一間中國人嘅教會，點解？
Is it for a self-serving reason, or is it for an evangelical reason?
我哋係咪淨係服務我哋自己中國人就夠咧？抑或我哋係為出嚟係傳福音咧
？Is it for the sake of convenience that we can all come and worship in a language that we are comfortable in, or is it, or we a Chinese church so that we can actually go and reach all the Chinese people of the world？
我哋係咪因為單靠我哋中文一個言語嚟到呢度敬拜，我哋覺得方便，咁我哋就唔需要接觸其他嘅人咧？
I don't stand here and tell you that I have all the answers.
我唔係話俾你聽，我有曬所有嘅答案。
If anything, I'm the first one to admit that I have no clue what tomorrow holds.
事實上，我可以承認話，我根本唔知道聽日會係點嘅。
The only thing that I want us to at least think about is the truth of Scripture and what it means for us.
我只係想大家思考經文入邊嘅真理，而究竟呢個真理對我哋嚟講係有咩意思
？Jesus commands us to make disciples of all nations。
耶穌嘅命令係使萬民作他的門徒。
When Jesus was on the cross, he had his nails go through his hands and his feet。
當耶穌喺十字架上，嗰啲釘係穿過佢嘅手同埋佢嘅腳。
He suffocated on the cross, and that he died so that all people would be saved.
耶稣喺十字架上受苦，跟住死亡。佢系为着救赎所有嘅人而死亡。
The gospel is so powerful that we need to go and tell it to all the people.
福音咧系要我哋去传出去，传俾万民。
Let us pray that this house.Would be a house of prayer for all nations.
让我哋向神祷告，让我哋嘅教会成为万民祷告嘅殿。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐低头同心祷告。
Father God, our true prayer is that we are seeking your will be done.
天父，我哋嘅祈祷系求你嘅旨意得以成就。
Father God, you have led this church in the entire time this church has been here.
天父，你让呢间教会一路系存在。
We follow your leading. We follow your spirit. We open our hearts to listen for your wisdom.
我哋跟随你嘅领导，跟随圣灵嘅教导，我哋张开我哋嘅心去听你嘅教训。
Father God, we just ask for your strength here because without you, we are just mere human beings, and without you, we're destined to fail.
天父，我求你系赐力量俾我哋，因为冇咗天父你赐力俾我哋，我哋只系一无是处，乜嘢都做唔到嘅人。
All of our hope is in you, Lord.
我哋所有嘅盼望都喺天父你度。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.